Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how are you today?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so I don't want to slaughter your name, so can you please tell me how you pronounce it?
It's a Kylan.
Zakylin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because I, you know, people mess my name up, and I mean, it's super simple, but you would be surprised
Right.
at the translations. Anyway, just wanted to call and touch with you on a couple of things. Nothing
Okay.
big. You're not in trouble or anything. Everybody always thinks that's the first thing. So I am gonna go ahead and let you know. Kristen is out on vacation, so in her absence, I am trying to, you know, oversee everything. So like if you have QAs or anything that need, you know, to be looked at or whatever, I'll be, you know, doing that for you on her behalf. I did wanna touch with you on a couple of things, and I am trying to get something pulled up real quick. Let's see. So I do want to make sure that you did see the message that Dianca had posted yesterday regarding attendance. Did you see the
Yeah,
message
I
that she
saw
had
that.
posted?
Yeah, I read that
You did?
yesterday.
Okay, good deal. I'm not sure, but I will look because I want to see what your attendance is for the month. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to the month of March and look at that. Let's see. Okay, so and I did show you that you have retention 1 through 4, so that's good. All right, and just waiting for this to pull up for me. Okay, so looking at the attendance, and this is based off, this is from March the 13th up until today, okay? It does show that you are at a 74.5%, okay? So you definitely want to, you know, get that improved. I have seen worse, but I do see that there is room for improvement, okay? So I do want to make sure that you know, you are aware of Dianca's, you know, message and everything, because that is going to be going into effect. And if you are wanting to stay at home, we want you to be able to have that opportunity, okay?
Okay.
Also, because looking at your scores, I do see, I mean, you're typically never on the QA report. You do really well, QA-wise. For your 6 weeks average, you have a 99.17. So in order for Kristen to be able to submit you for escalations, I do know that not only does your QA have to be at a 90%, so doesn't your attendance. So by you getting your attendance up to par,
Yes,
it lets you stay at home and it
I'm
is let you
trying
in
now.
escalated. Okay, good deal. Good deal. Now the only other thing that I did want to go over with you, because a lot of people are not aware of this, but your break time, it is based off of the hours you worked. So if you work, just say through lunch, because it's all hands on deck or whatever, you are given more time. Okay, for every 30 minutes extra you work, you are given more time. But I do show that this past week there was one day that you, and also, so like if you don't work your full 8 hours, you're not going to get the full 30 minutes either. Okay, so keep that in mind. But I do show that there was one day this week you had 22 minutes of allowed break time, and you ended up using 42. So reason why that can be a big deal is because anything that goes over your allowed break time, that is deducted from your paycheck.
Okay.
And not everybody knows that. So I always try to make sure that everybody is aware. So like I said, it's nothing major, nothing that can't be fixed. Again, you know, I do want to make sure that, you know, we do see you. You do great with your QAs. Haven't had any issues with you of any kind. So I know, if you're wanting to stay at home, you would be a perfect candidate as long as you can get that attendance up, and I know you can. So,
right.
And you said that you've already started working on it, so that's even better. But just keep that in mind with your breaks too, okay? So what I suggest, I know when you're working at home, it's easy for time to get away from you, get busy, and then you're like, oh, my God, I've been, you know, on break, you know, didn't realize it. What I used to do, I worked home for 2 years, so I promise you I get that whole scenario. But what I used to do is if I was taking a 15-minute break, I would set the timer on my phone for 14 minutes. So that way I knew when that timer went off, I still had a minute to grab something to drink and, you know, get in there and get logged back in. So
right.
Just a suggestion. But so whatever you find that works for you, but just, you know, be mindful of those things, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So want to let you know if you need anything while Kristen's out, I'll be glad to help in any way I can. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I am going to just shoot you an email, just saying, you know, that I did, you know, go over the breaks with you. And what I'm going to go ahead and do in that email is I will go ahead and send you the breakdown of the break time. It also gives you a breakdown of the follow-up work time that you're allowed for the hours worked as well. Not that that's an issue, but just so you can have it. It's always good to have on hand, okay?
Okay. And then I got a question. I know they were stating that we can make up the time, but I emailed – I forgot his name, but I emailed him. I emailed him yesterday. He said that they will schedule me to make up the time, but every time I try to do that, it doesn't, like, show, like, I'm scheduled for, like, make up time.
Let me see if I can pull it up. I've got you. So he's saying that it's been updated?
No. Last time, it was like a month ago. No, maybe like 3 weeks ago. And then I said, okay, I can make up the time. But he said, okay, well, we can schedule for that. So I kept checking my the schedule thing every day to make sure I was scheduled. But I didn't see the scheduled time. I was thinking it was maybe going to be like maybe on like a Friday, Saturday. So I was checking it, and it wasn't there. It still says, like, the times I'm scheduled off and then the days I'm, you know, regularly, my regular attendance.
Okay, let me ask you this. When you're telling him that you're wanting to schedule time to make up, are you giving him a date and the time that you want to add to your schedule?
No, I just tell him, can I make it up the time? He says, yes, we'll just schedule the time. And I said, okay, and that's all. He doesn't ask, like, what day do you want to schedule?
Let me see if I can find that email. Because if I'm not mistaken, I do believe that you do have to tell him. Hold on. I know I had that somewhere. Oh, my gosh. I can't find the email. I'm going to have to find it. Was that D? I don't know if that came from D or not. I'll have to look and find. Wait a minute. Here it is. Let's see. Okay, yeah, because it does say in the email, if you miss a day, reach out to scheduling and see when you can make it up. If I'm not mistaken, you would need to, you know, let him know like a specific date and time. Because he's not going to want to put you down for a day that doesn't work for you. Just say for example, if you're off Tuesdays and Wednesdays and you're wanting to make up time and he schedules you, you know, for your off day on Tuesday, but maybe you have an appointment because it's your off day or something like that. So I would just keep following up with him and find out, hey, you know, what do you need for me to be able to have this make up time scheduled?
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, a good idea, too, is that way there's always a track record of the emails. I would always, like, if not include your lead, but retention leads. So they're aware. Okay. But, yeah, that's what I would do is I would just follow up with him. I'd say, hey, Nate, you know, really wanting to, you know, get that time made up. What are you needing from me in order to have it added to my schedule? Something like
right.
that.
Okay, so I should just will just email him after this call.
Okay,
the phone.
That's fine. Okay. All right. Well, do you have any questions about anything else?
No, that's all.
All right. Well, let me know if you need anything, and I'm going to go ahead and get this email sent over to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, hon.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.